Hello.
Hi, is that Jay?
Yes.
Hi, it's Francesca from INSLO calling. You okay?
No, I'm not.
No, is now not a good time to speak?
No, and it's never going to be a good time to speak
No.
because I was put into a panic attack yesterday by receiving the text, and within seconds of reading the text, saying I could contact you whenever I liked. And to take my time because you understand that it's a
Yeah.
sensitive subject, blah blah blah. And then my phone rang within seconds of reading the text, and then can I speak to you just now? No,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, no, I
Right,
completely understand.
can I speak to you? When would be a better time then? I went, well, later on in the afternoon, I mean, it was like pressure sales.
Yeah. I do
No, no.
apologize. I didn't mean to trash you at all. I want to work completely at your own pace. So if you want, I can leave it and you can contact me when you're ready, or you can sort out a call for next week. I want to work completely at your pace, okay?
Basically telling me that you're going to phone me next week.
No, that's only if you want me to. But I was saying, like, you can call us when you're ready, or you can send an email. So we can stop contacting you if you'd like, and then you can get in touch when you're ready. It's completely your choice.
Right. Well, I mean, I was only really, I was on, I was looking through like Facebook stuff, and obviously there was
Yeah.
an advert for yourselves, and I just wanted to find out if I can actually make a claim against the foster parents that I had.
Yeah.
But they were related to my mum. She was the foster mother was my mother's cousin, so they were related. And I was told by Thompson's, the lawyers I was using, that they wouldn't they can't they couldn't basically they couldn't. Put in a claim against them because of their family.
So, were you placed into foster care by social services, or was it a choice made by your mum?
Well, my mum was dead. My dad had just murdered my mum, and I mean, within a couple of days, within like a day or two, I've asked her where my mum was or when she was coming back, and they both had my big brother saying that he must have told me because there was no way that I would be able to remember a day or two before.
Who was it that hurt your brother, sorry?
And like the foster parents.
So, were you in foster care when that happened?
Yes.
Yeah, and so were you first placed there by social services?
I don't know. I was only 3 years of age. I don't know.
In regards to that, so the only way we'd be able to find out is if we got your records. So if we contacted the local councils and got your records to find out. So the initial application for us to be able to do that, so we'd have to take some details off you and then some time about what things about your time in care, where you were in the area and things like that. So we can send it to redress, and then we'll need you then to sign something. So there's a letter of authority, which then gives us permission to access records on your behalf, and then we'd be able to find out.
How come are you the lawyers of choice for redress or what? because it was a redress advert that I answered the other day.
So is it on Facebook that you saw it?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would have been an advert for us. So we're a private law firm, so we don't work with the government at all. So there's three different ways that you can apply to the scheme. So you can apply by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So there are different law firms that operate under the government scheme.
Just a full affair.
Yeah. So with us, so as we're a private law firm, so you'd be represented under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So there's three separate applications you can do. So with us, so I'll need to speak to my line manager about it, as if we're not 100% sure if it was, if it's classed as a relevant care setting. But if we can look into it, and then once we gather your records, then we'll be able to find out what the placement was.
Because, I mean, I don't think we should have ever placed two boys into a three-bedroom house when there was the two parents and they had five daughters of their own. So that was seven people living in a three-bedroom house, and six of them were female, and the one male just didn't really interact with us.
Yeah, so by the sounds of it possibly would have been a placement done by social services. By the sounds, it might have possibly been a placement done by social services. So sometimes when they contact families and they come in, they ask, "Oh, is there any family members that they can go to instead?" And they say, "Oh, yeah." So then they just put them with the family and don't really look into it much.
We're taking in for the money, basically.
Yeah. But if they had looked into it properly, then you wouldn't have been placed there, because obviously it was already seven of them in the house, wasn't there?
There was what?
There was already seven of them in the house. So if they actually reviewed the situation, then they'd realise that you shouldn't have been placed there. So if what I'll do is I will speak to my manager about it, see what we can do. But is there anyone that might possibly know the situation regarding why you were placed there or how?
I don't know. I mean, maybe my eldest brother, but I mean, I don't know. He didn't come with us, and the brother that did come with me, I found him dead and 2020, sitting on my toilet. Well, he wasn't quite dead. I mean, I kept him alive till the paramedics appeared.
Yeah.
And they were at him for about half an hour.
So sorry to hear that one.
I mean, and it's just because I was taking everything that I was told by the foster parents, because they were my carers, basically. I can't remember what I was going to say now.
It's okay. So, do you recall the names or the area that the placement was?
Oh, yeah, I remember everything, yes.
Yeah. So, if you want, so I can go through the application with you now, or I can speak to my manager first and just confirm to see if we'd be able to pursue the application, so without the full knowledge of knowing.
Yes, because I mean, I was in a children's home as well, and I was in a LSD school.
Yeah. So, did you experience anything while you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw stuff. I experienced stuff.
Yeah, so that would be counted. Yes, yeah, so you'd definitely be able
Yeah.
to put in an application then.
Okay.
So if we have at least one relevant case set in, and then I can add in the foster parents as well, and then when we can
Well,
access your records, then we should be able to find out then.
no, the last lawyers I was using, although they told me that I couldn't make a claim against the foster parents because they were relations, but they said that they didn't want me to take me out of court settlement. They want me to present the evidence that I had against the foster parents. They wanted the judge to be aware that I had suffered 11 years of that before I had went in. Children's home and
Yeah.
lifty school and stuff, you know what I mean?
Even though they were family, if it was a placement done by social services, then it would be classed as a relevant case setting. If it was a decision by your parents to just leave you there instead, it gets a little bit
Well, I
trickier
mean,
then.
I remember being told by the foster mother that her and my mum had came to an agreement that if anything had ever happened to one or the other of them, then the other one would take the first one's kids on.
So we can go through the application now, or you can give me a call back when you're ready. And we can go through the application as you, if you were placed in a children's home, then that definitely qualifies. You say, well, with the other lawyers, so have you submitted anything to redress regarding the children's homes?
No,
No.
it was the lawyers that I gave all the information to, and then they sent me another letter, and it only had like three paragraphs in it, and they wanted me to write a couple of basic things about what had happened to me. And
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of dates and stuff. I mean, this was when I was like 14, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
That
it's not going to be something you
was
can
almost
remember, is it?
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
mean.
regarding that, so is what we do with our application. So we try and so we get like the approximate areas and time frames, whatever you can remember. And then when we contact then all the relevant councils and institutions, then they come back with any records they have, and then that's we then go through all the evidence and we try and piece together then the time frame. So we just what we need is roughly like time periods, like if it was 80s, 90s, and then like the areas which you can remember basically. And then it's our job then to obviously piece it together because obviously I can imagine 40 years ago, you're not going to remember much, are you? That's what we do then.
Especially when I hadn't really been thinking about it,
Yeah.
until I'd heard about this historical child abuse
Yeah.
thing, you know.
And then you're just expected to recall everything, aren't you?
No,
But yeah,
no,
no. So what we'll do is we'll go at your own pace. So if you'd like to submit the application, then I can give you a call back or you can call me when you're ready. And we'll go through the application together. And I will speak to my manager then about the foster setting and see what we can do about that as well. Is that okay?
As well, okay, I'll get in touch with you when
Yeah, of course. So
and I go, because I mean I've got like a serial number or something there. I'll let her a number
So
or
yeah, so with
whatever.
the email we would have sent you initially, there'll be
Right, well, see, I can't get to my emails. everything has got to be on these Android phones now. Everything's got to be downloaded to the Google Play Store. And
yeah.
I couldn't do that because I misplaced the SIM card from my old phone, and they sent a code number for me to get into the Google Play Store.
But, yeah.
So I would be able to download all my other apps into that. Obviously, I'm going to have to either try and find this SIM card, or I'm going to have to open up a whole new email account. And I mean, I'm not the greatest with technology, you know.
Yeah. So regarding that, if you can't get to your email, so we also have a WhatsApp. So
I can't download WhatsApp either.
They've all
got to get into this Google Play Store.
Yeah.
I can't do like online banking through my phone or anything.
Must be a nightmare.
So
the only thing that we'd need from you, so for you to be able to email or text us, would be we require proof of identity. So if you had like a passport, driving license, or
I had to renew my passport for the last lawyers that I was using.
Yeah.
And I must have started doing when I was on the bus one day and lost it.
So if you don't have photo ID, so we can also accept three letters instead. So if it has your name, current address,
I've got my birth certificate there.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that works as well.
A couple of letters, maybe like a bank statement or...
Yeah, as long as they're dated in 3 months, the last three months, then that works perfectly. So regarding that, I'll see if there's a way that we'd be able to send you a link that you can add them to, rather than you having to send them to us. I'll see if there's a way around it, if you can't access your emails. I'll keep your file open for now. I'll speak to my manager, and then when you're ready then to do the application, you can just give us a call, and I'll keep an eye out for you, okay?
Right, okay.
But in the meantime, if you have any questions regarding anything, or you're unsure, just give us a call, okay?
Will do.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.